Hey friend, welcome back to the fifth season of the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and this podcast is dedicated to helping women live with courage instead of fear. These conversations are meant to offer insight, encouragement, and hope to help you move ahead in your next brave step. I pray that each conversation or coaching tip will get you that much closer to living the life on purpose God has for you. For additional encouragement and community, be sure to go to my website at amydebrick.com and sign up to receive free resources and weekly inspiration in your inbox. Also, be sure to grab a copy of my book, Embolden. This is an encouragement journal I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, Blair, and is the great first step to learning how to be brave. If you're looking for some in-person events, we've just released the dates for this year's Focus Retreat. This Christian women's event is the perfect place to escape from distractions and focus on the things that matter most to you. Last year, we had entrepreneurs, coaches, businesswomen, and thought leaders from all around the world. It's an incredible opportunity to connect with like-minded women, and if this is something you might be interested in or want to learn more about, just go to thefocusretreat.com. And finally, if you're looking to host an event with your own people, the Lake House Retreat still has some dates open for 2024, so be sure to contact me for more information. Now with that, let's dive into today's episode. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, ladies. Well, good afternoon to Julie and good morning for Lori Beth on the West Coast.
Morning.
Although with all the technological issues that we've been having, it feels like it should be like 5 o'clock, you know, when you're like mentally drained from one small task, you're like, let's just do this fun conversation. And then it becomes like a, you know, 9-to-5 job. Like, okay, how do I install this? And this is not working.
And this is taking a daylight savings. So I really feel like that just adds an extra level to whatever this.
Yes. Lori Beth is having a hard time adjusting to life off of Hawaii, where they didn't have to deal with daylight savings time, which is so crazy. I mean, to me, it is kind of crazy, but I think we just get used to it because that's what you just always have done. But I could see.
This is only our fourth round of it. And oh my gosh, y'all have been suffering.
It is different. It's a change. It's different. Yeah. But as someone who farms some of the land, it is nicer to be lighter later. Of course, I mean, I'm working till 9 o'clock at night on those days, but right. It comes in handy trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
This is true. I did get more stuff done on the farm yesterday, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
I might come around.
Well, okay. So Julie's just giving a little snippet with talking about the farm, but first let's introduce Julie, because Julie Salters, she was one of our attendees last year at the Focus Retreat. And we learned rather quickly, Julie, about you, that you wear many, many impactful and important hats. Totally blown away and impressed by all your skills and just the giving back. So, because you definitely have a heart for service, that was really known, I feel like, within the first 15 minutes of meeting you. So why don't you share, if you can, with the listeners? I mean, I know people in your area specifically know what you do, but you do a lot of things and they're really amazing. So feel free to toot your own horn here for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm a nurse practitioner. So as my trade, I've done ER, emergency room, for 30 years or so. And just recently, and kind of spurred a little bit because of COVID, wanted to branch out on my own and offer patients more of a regenerative, holistic, integrative type medicine approach. And so I started studying integrative medicine, went trained in integrative medicine in Louisville, Kentucky, and came back and opened up my office in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, where I help patients that have long COVID, brain fog, lots of other disorders, and then autoimmune disorders, such as diabetes, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and things like that. And as I was studying, I also started to enjoy skincare. And so I have a niche in my office, it also addresses skincare. And because I am getting older, and I will be in my 60th decade in just a few years now, I'm interested in anti-aging and how to help tighten the skin, and how to feel younger, and how to use nutraceuticals to feel better, and how to help patients that way.
How sweet. I love that.
Yeah. As I think it's so ironic. I was putting on my makeup this morning and I was like, I wonder if they do special classes for like the aging face when people like makeup artists are like putting on makeup. And I was like, I think I need to attend one of these classes.
Absolutely.
Well, Julie, there's so many things that I love just about your whole, just growth through medicine. So it's just, you know, first you're just, you know, traditional medicine, and then you're going to more of a holistic, and then you're just taking a different level of, I'm getting to a certain age where, you know, we are dealing with aging skin and all these other things. And you felt like there was a need just based off of that. You know, it's like reading the room, that what can I do to offer women to feel great in these aging years? What is something that I can do? I mean, clearly not something that you needed to do with all your other things, but, and then you left out, you still run a farm. So, I mean, talk about Superwoman, like, let's just get her a cape right now. And she's got a farm with horses.
I do. So I do run the farm, but I have some helpers, and some brood mares. We do a little sport horse. We do some foaling. And then I rent out some of my properties. So I try to manage that a little bit. And sometimes that is a good, that coasts along for a good part of the year. And then other parts of the year, it's very intensive and fairly busy. So I'm up early, I'm up at the crack of dawn, and I usually go to bed late, trying to sandwich those things in there.
Wow.
Impressive. Impressive.
I do remember that about you. You had this energy of, you're just going to do it all. And I like that. I do like that, because I think that there is space in our lives to pursue our passions and our interests and serve. And I think that the service piece is a big part of that. I do feel like we are provided with time and energy and resources when we are in our niche to serve.
And I think it really helps. It helps my heart. I don't know if it started out maybe a little ADHD. I want to do this, I want to do that. But I really enjoy my days that I'm at the office and days that I'm helping women, and helping with the anti-aging. And we also do a lot of weight loss too. I enjoy seeing her smile. I enjoy helping them choose what can we do to help you in this problem, or what is the condition you're treating today, and how are the different options we can choose from. And then it helps my heart to spend time with the animals and spend time on the farm. So it's not like I'm super busy and I'm miserable. It's like I'm super busy because I choose to be super busy, because that's kind of how I thrive, that emergency room background, always having a challenge and always being busy, but also filling my mind, but filling my heart. So like, for instance, this morning, I was with the horses early this morning, and I was outside, I was in the sunshine, which is super healthy. Everybody needs about an hour of sunshine twice a day. We don't get that anymore. And I preach that to my patients too, but it's filling my time with things like that I really like and that I really need.
It's so funny because it kind of speaks in, Lori Beth, with focusing on the time, focusing your time on the things that matter most. And I feel like you're truly being intentional about living that out and how that, you know, looks like for you. And the other thing is so interesting, Julie, is that Lori Beth, when we, Jennifer isn't with us today, she's actually visiting her children in, down south. But one of the things Lori Beth always, says to us is that she prays often about multiplying, asking God to multiply her time. And there is something, you know, we pray about so many other things. We pray for so many things. And, oftentimes Jennifer and I always forget, and we're like, yes, we need to be praying to have our time multiplied and just getting the things done that do matter, and feeling good about it. And I love that, the positive energy that you have, because you are feeling good about the work that you're doing and what you're offering others. And so, you don't find that very often, especially with as many things that you have your hand in. And I think it says a lot about you as a person, and also about you as a professional?
That is a great reminder. That is a great reminder. I shuffled in a little late last night into my Bible study, and I still had my field boots on, and they had a little mud on them.
Awesome.
Like, oops.
God doesn't care. He doesn't care if there's mud on your boots.
That's right.
That's awesome. I do love your attitude about work, because we live in a culture that says work is such a burden. We live for the 9 to 5. We live for the weekends, you know, like, is it 5 o'clock yet? Is it the weekend yet? And when you are working with a heart for service, there is that reward that you get back. Like you do get, you said you were with the horses this morning. I was like, oh, I could picture the sunshine and the barn. And, you know, even on the rainy days, there's still like you're being of service and you're getting something out of it. And I get it. When I have interviews or I coach women or these homeschool moms and we're just one-on-one like that, I am so filled back, you know, when I can encourage them and help them meet their goals too. And I think that that's really important, because we live in a world, like I said, that is like work is a burden. It's drudgery. Mm-hmm. It's something we have to do. And I never get that vibe from you that like, oh, I have to go to Bible study. Oh, I have to go into the office today. Oh, I have to show up for the birth of this foal. I don't ever picture you showing up to your work in that way. And I think that that is just such a beautiful example for the rest of us, and such a light for those of us who might be in a season of what feels like burden in our work.
I do love it. I do love it. There was a time in my life, probably in the mid 20s, early 30s, where I worked pretty much one job. I did have some farm chores on the side, but I did work one regular job, full-time, overtime. It was a lot in one location. And I do recall driving into work just sometimes with a feeling of dread. You know, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you're not where you need to be or where you're supposed to be when you have that dread inside when you're driving to work. So it took me, you know, decades and decades to find something that I enjoyed and found something that filled my heart. So that's a good point, that you don't want to be in a job that you just dread.
Well, you, Julie, you and I and Christy Welch, who also attended last year, that's a local in Kentucky. We were just talking recently about community with business women and really kind of speaking life and encouragement into each other, and how you would think that that would be such an easy find in today's world, but really it can be really hard, especially in your small communities, to connect with women where you don't feel like you're being sold something, but actually just being lifted and encouraged and bouncing ideas off of. And that's how it started with Lori Beth and Jennifer and I. But you know, the three of us, when I was meeting with you two the other day, you guys are in that building process of that in your community. And so I would love for you to talk a little bit about that, because one of the things for the retreat our goal is for women to leave with a new community, a new support to help them in whatever it is that they're doing, whether they're trying to pursue something different or whether they're just needing that community to help each other. You know, we were talking, and Lori Beth and I and Jennifer have had many conversations about the agenda for this year's retreat. There's a lot of more hands-on things after, you know, getting some feedback of how important it is to not just only know something, but also how to do it in real time and to leave with that knowledge and already implementation of something. And so I think it's really important to also hear from people like you and say, you know, this is what really helped me last year with meeting new women and what that fellowship looks like. And so I'd love to talk a little bit, if you can, just about your experience last year and what you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd like to say that last year was such a blessing. I think you're talking about, you know, breathing life into each other and giving each other encouragement. I think that really showed through and shined through when we had meals together, and mm-hmm. it was a family setting. And we all lifted each other up and we encouraged each other so much so to the point of, oh, this is your particular business. How can I help you and bring you guidance in your business? And how come you bring me guidance in my business? And we just bounced ideas off of each other. And that was probably, just as far as fellowship goes, probably the best fellowship that I've ever had, as far as being in a like-minded woman community and lifting each other up. So that was a huge benefit. And just all the things that we enjoyed, you know, during and learned during classes was awesome. And I think that Chrissy had touched on this too, that this year coming up, it would be great if we learned some hands-on things, because today I had a hard time figuring out Instagram.
You're not the only one, on Julie.
And my daughter does it all the time. And I'm like, oh, that seems pretty easy. And I've tried it once or twice. And I'm like, what do you do? Swipe up or down? Or what are you doing? I got to figure it out. So I just put it away and let someone else do it. So yeah, just some hands-on things. How do you make a podcast? How do you click this go button? What are the steps to get that done? It's one thing to say, oh, download Instagram, you'll figure it out. It went right over my head, you know, 747 just went right over my head. And being from a generation to where when I was in college, we had the floppy disk, and you put that every few lines I typed in the computer, I had to hit save, because otherwise it would crash and would lose all your information when you're trying to type a paper in college. Now, when I went back and got my master's, some of it was on the computer by then, and that, you know, in the early, you know, early 2004, but it, you know, just not having that training, not having that mindset. I've figured out things like Facebook, and I can get on Google Docs and do things like that, because I've have to for my business. But things that, as far as media, and how to publish, and how to, you know, things like, you know, what if I wanted to write a book and share my book, how would I do that? You know, step by step type of things. And I think that was a great idea that we talked about in our last meeting, that, you know, learn some hands-on, do some hands-on things.
Yeah. We forget that once you've mastered a skill, you forget that you were lost in that first step. Lori Beth and I were just talking about this. I mean, she can understand that as well. It's like, I remember even when I first sought out somebody to help me write my book, and she was saying, giving me all these great resources, but it was like, okay, but how do I click on, like, can you give me the exact first step? Like, type your name here. Like, it sounds very basic, but honestly, like, those are the time suck, you know, where it's just like, it's taking all of these hours away from the things that you love doing and are doing well and all of that. And that's what we want this year, is to not have women wasting their time on these things, so they can keep focusing on the things that really they're thriving in and that they love. Right, Lori Beth?
Yes, I am, like, thinking back to starting my podcast. Everyone's like, you can do it. I downloaded a free podcast, how to start a podcast thing. And it was great and lots of helpful information. But exactly what Amy is saying, it was that first, like, well, this is just the program you use. And then I open the program and I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Oh yeah. Just so easy. I mean, where's the on button? Where's the start? Right. Where do you record, like, all this stuff? And as a result, one of my first interviews with, like, the CEO of a company that I was like, could not believe she said yes. I had so many technical difficulties, and I'll never forget that moment when it wasn't working out. It was a Friday afternoon. She had a baby she needed to get home to nurse. They were getting ready to go to Hawaii on vacation. Ironically, I was in Hawaii at the time. And I was like, do you think we could reschedule? And she actually was like, no. And then I was like, you know what? I do not blame you. I don't blame you at all. I imagine you're engorged right now, and it's Friday and you're ready to go to Hawaii. Like, I get it. And I had to figure it out on the fly. So I had to dig really deep and figure out that technical stuff. But none of that would have happened if I had had someone sitting there showing me that. I did that part of the process, the recording part. I did hire someone to come and teach me the editing part. And I had to have them sit down with me one-on-one and show me exactly what that looks like. And because of that, I am a good editor, because I can do it with confidence, right? Amy's our confidence person over here. We have to have those detailed skills and that one-on-one attention to help us get past not just the fears, but the practical things of, like, where is the record button?
Oh yeah. Lori Beth, I remember setting up my website, and oh, I can't tell you how many nights my husband was like, you should go to bed. It's like midnight and I'm crying at the laptop. And I'm like, I'm thinking, what am I doing? Like, why did I, but yeah, so I appreciate that. That was such great feedback, Julie. I think that there are so many people, and I was talking to this, her name is Clara Rose. She's actually doing a writer's retreat. And we were talking about this very same thing. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what industry that you're in. There's always a first step or first steps to different things, whether it's technology or most times it's technology nowadays or marketing, whatever it is. And you just need that literally what, Lori Beth, 15, maybe half an hour to have somebody walk you through it and just set it right up and then you're done. But without it, you're talking 3 hours, maybe a week, depending on you're trying to fit it in between the life that you already have going on. It's mm-hmm. It's very time consuming. So we're grateful for that feedback. And we are really ramped up and excited to implement some stuff at this year's mm-hmm. retreat for sure.
I'm excited. I remember last year that one of my goals was to start a newsletter. And I'm in that analysis paralysis, or, you know, just trying to find the right program, or I have my web page and I know I can, they have a plugin or something with that, that I can do a newsletter through that. And I went to it and it was confusing. It wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't as pretty as I wanted. And I couldn't finish it. And then not long after that, I had a patient say, well, we're really looking forward to your newsletter. I've never mentioned a newsletter to my clients before, but they're like, it'd be great if we could have a newsletter once a month, just to let us know the specials and what's going on or what we can do mm-hmm. to help our bodies. And I'm like, that sounds great. I'm working on it.
You're like, give me until the last weekend in September and we'll get that right.
October's newsletter is going to be epic. Yeah.
October, November, December, we're going to be ready to go. Just if you can just hold on a few more months. Yeah, no, I get it. We totally understand. So
we do. And we are going to show up for women in that way, because I love that. Immediately when you hear that, the first thing I want to do is hop in and be like, well, let me pull out my computer and show you Flowdesk, yeah. You know, like that I have on the back end. I think that that would actually be a really great fit for you. There are a couple things you need to know about it though. Like if someone could just like get rid of a couple of those pain points, we want women to bring their pain points and their to-do lists and their like, what's the terminology people use? Their icks. Like time sucks, all of that. Like, what's your business? Like, oh, I just don't want to do that because I have the analysis paralysis or whatever it is. And we're going to find a way to serve women in those details, if you will. And I am so grateful for that feedback because I definitely want to help women over that threshold. And I know that Amy and Jennifer do too. And that sort of hands-on workshop feel is what we're doing too. And I am so excited for the workshop element of this. I woke up thinking about my workshop actually, and I could visualize my handout for it. And I was so stoked on it. I think you will be too.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be exciting. So, but we won't keep you, Julie, because we know you have so many patients and courses and all the things to take care of, but we appreciate your time. We think you're incredible. We cannot wait. I'll see you in April, hopefully, but Lori Beth in September, but we're very excited for the retreat and thrilled to connect with you again.
Well, friends, that's it for us today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'll see you back here next week, but in the meantime, don't forget to live your life on purpose. God bless.